From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Funeral services will be held this Thursday and Friday for Spence Jackson, the spokesman for former Missouri auditor Tom Swike. Jackson's close friend Jeff Lehman said in a statement a visitation will take place on April 9th and funeral on April 10th at Green Lawn Funeral Home east of Springfield. Jackson was found dead in his Jefferson City apartment late last Sunday in what police are investigating as an apparent suicide. Police said Swike's death about a month earlier was also an apparent suicide. Swike was seeking the Republican nomination for governor. The two deaths have shaken the Missouri Republican Party heading into 2016, when most of the state's top offices are up for election. Governor Jay Nixon has issued his first veto of the season Friday on a measure he says would unfairly penalize experienced school administrators. The bill would have barred former school superintendents from serving on school boards in the same district where they worked. Nixon says there are at least 7 school board members or candidates who would have been affected, including 3 who are running for office on April 7th local ballots. Nixon says the measure would have unfairly restricted citizens' ability to choose who represents them on the school board. The bill also deals with exempting some local elections from political party and nomination requirements, a fix lawmakers say is needed. The measure now goes back to the legislature, which could try to override the veto. The Missouri Department of Transportation is closing Bagnell Dam at the Lake of the Ozarks for improvements this week. Workers will interrupt the traffic over the dam between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. The improvements will cost around $16,000. City of Lake Ozark Administrator Dave Van Dee says this is the right time for MoDOT to do the repairs.
It's our off-season, so our traffic volumes are low right now, so this is the best time for them to do the maintenance. So it doesn't have as much of an impact as it would, say, in June or July when we're at peak season.
Van Dee says traffic will be detoured to Highway 54 and Route 242 during the repairs. A Missouri Republican lawmaker is taking the debate on gun rights to cities with a proposal to allow firearms on buses and trains. The measure comes months after voters approved a state constitutional amendment declaring the right to bear arms is unalienable and that law restricting gun rights are subject to strict scrutiny. Republican Ron Hicks says his bill to permit guns on public transit could increase safety, despite concerns raised by state public transportation systems that it could do the opposite. University of Missouri St. Louis political scientist Dave Kimball says support for the bill likely would be the weakest in urban areas, where public transit is most common. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.